Available now from Big Finish Productions. Doctor Who, Short Trips.
After a moment of dizzying blackness, the Doctor opened his eyes. He lay on his back, looking up at the ceiling. It needed retouching. Curls of dry paint peeled away from the surface.
"Well," he said.
With his ears still ringing, his voice echoed oddly. He must have hit his head quite hard. In fact, his whole body ached.
"Next time we'll try a smaller amount of solution."
Thankfully, no one was about to pass comment, but Unit's finest would be racing this way to investigate the explosion. He would never live it down if they found him on the floor. Blowing himself up, indeed. He really ought to be more careful. Gingerly, he raised his head. He didn't recognize his surroundings. Where had his spacious laboratory gone? The little room he found himself in was an uninspiring grey, the brick walls painted sloppily. Beside where the Doctor lay, a bed was built into the wall. He got to his feet as quickly as his sore limbs would allow, stopping to examine his clothes. Last thing he remembered, he'd been sporting a particularly fine smoking jacket with scarlet braid. Now he found himself in coarse, two-piece pyjamas with pastel blue stripes. They were cheap plimsolls on his feet. Not his style at all. The Doctor looked around the room again. "A prison cell," he said. Immediately he tried the door. It was heavy metal and, as expected, locked. He stooped to try the small fisheye lens set into the door at shoulder height. It was made for looking into the cell and not seeing out. Even squinting, he could only see indistinct grey forms outside. He sighed. What did he remember before the blackness? The lab. His experiment. That strange metal Unit had found. If he had lost his memory, there was no telling what he might have done in the meantime. Maybe the metal had taken him over. Perhaps that's why they had locked him up. How much time had he lost?
Big Finish. We love stories.